brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'll continue with your calls after I break down the weaponized bioweapon system and what could lead to a doomsday scenario the globalists are planning. It's in the cards, but exposure can't stop them. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Tommy in Tennessee, thank you for holding. You're on the air worldwide, then Billy and others.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
First of all, I'd like to say the wife, the children, and I go into a prayer of agreement daily for the protection of you, the crew, and the Pauls, along with your family.
Thank you.
One thing I've realized, this whole racism with Ron Paul, Mitt Romney was a missionary for the Mormons, and the Mormons do believe that when Cain killed Abel, that they were marked by being black. Why is that never exposed in the media? He is a racist.
I didn't know that, but look, Mitt Romney is the establishment candidate, so he could have literal skeletons in his closet and not get in trouble. I mean, the guy is for carbon taxes and wrote the law for Massachusetts that is Obamacare. And wait, there's more. He's for gun control, open borders. I mean, just like it's all the same stuff with Gingrich. I mean, anybody the system is comfortable with is a globalist. I mean, it's real simple, really.
And nobody exposes the fact that the Mormons do believe this. There's a cartoon of it that you can watch on YouTube, and it just exposes the whole Mormon religion. And it's just demonic. It's just evil.
And, well, I don't really know that much about Mormon folks, and we have a lot of listeners that are Mormons and seem like really nice people. But, I think that should be looked into if what you're saying has any merit in it, or if it's true. The thing is, there's so many different religions and groups that I've over the years, I think I've heard some of that before, but I've never actually dug into it. I did see the South Park, though. But who knows if that's true? You know, they make fun of 9/11 truthers. Why don't you send me some information on that?
I'm a Princeton Planet TV member, but I don't do it from my home.
I hear you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Billy Bob in California. Billy Bob, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'm a bit nervous. I called Burma's show 2 years ago warning of the specific internet censorship approach. I'm actually involved at the registrar level of the internet. What I think I'm seeing is SOPA is serving to distract the discussion from the upcoming new TLD deployment. There was a very strong new TLD opposition before this SOPA discussion started. And SOPA is serving to, in my opinion, buy off those that were trying to fight the new TLD deployment.
Yeah, I know they're about to change who holds the domain name registration and designation. And I guess that would be the DNS. And I know my IT people understand it. I don't fully understand it, but I know that they're talking about handing it over to this, you know, global group. And they're saying, if we don't like you, you're going to be delisted. Not only will they shut down your website itself, but they'll shut down. And then now they're announcing that they want an internet ID. And so you'll then be banned off the internet without judge or jury if they ever say so. So it's all part of tracking everything you do as well. Is that an accurate summation?
Roughly, that's probably where it's headed.
Well, I'm going to stop you then. You got 3 minutes. I want you to get together what the TLD is. I remember seeing that in the last few months. Big hubbub about it. Explain it in layman's terms to people straight ahead here, and why you see the SOPA bill as a distraction compared to what's happening with ICANN and all the rest of it. Explain it to us in layman's terms on the other side. Then I'll get into the eugenics news and more of your calls today. Wow, it's great taking calls, isn't it? They're taking us in every direction you can imagine.
don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to get into the true threats that humanity faces, the globalist eugenics program here today, and I'm going to do an in-depth special report that will air probably Thursday or Friday. Coming up later this week on this with even more documentation. Then we'll continue with your phone calls. But if you just joined us, Billy in California called, and he was talking about the SOPA bill that gives government the illegitimate power to selectively kill switch people's domains. No judge, no jury. If there's a copyright claim, they just shut you down. I have an article today that even copyright trolls, even lawyers are saying this is out of control. The 80 inventors of the Internet have gone public and said it's the end of the Internet as we know. It's the Chinese communist style system that Yahoo, Google, and Microsoft have helped build for them in China. But separately, the caller rung a bell that in the last month or two, I've seen other people worrying about the handover of the ICANN system or where the domains are actually registered, basically to the UN and another private consortium. So he's calling it, you know, this new TLD negotiation. So we'll look more into this, caller. Billy, in layman's terms, you're saying you work at the IT level for domain control globally, and I know still that's held with, I guess, Network Solutions here But just break it down for us, and then I'll have my researchers ferret into it, and then we can get a new report out and explain that it's not just SOPA, that that's part of it. Again, the reason I'm holding you over is what you talked about, I am somewhat aware of, but technically, in layman's terms, break it down for everybody.
Okay, I'm not involved with Network Solutions. There's approximately 1,200 companies that are involved with that level of management. So I just want to make that clear. My concern, top-level domains. Top-level domains are .com, .net. That is the text to the right of the dots in the address. There is about to be an expansion of those top-level domains. My concern is something that's very different about, very subtle and very different about these new top-level domains. They will not have pricing caps. Currently, .com, .net, .org, and other top-level domains have pricing caps. That means that all registrants, when the registration occurs at the registry, the price charged is the same for all registrations. The new TLDs will not have those pricing caps. They will be they can be individually priced. It is up to the
And so who makes the money off of that? You're saying they, just like a .tv, they can charge more already. You're saying the system's going to make money off this and probably use it to censor the web?
That's where I'm headed. So basically what happens is when the new top-level domains come out, they have no pricing caps. There's an equal treatment clause between the registries and ICANN. So the natural next step is for the .com, .net, and other registries that have pricing caps to say, look, these new top-level domains have no pricing caps, and you have to treat us equally. We want a removal of our pricing caps. So immediately.
And so now Infowars.com is not $5 to re-register for the year. It could be $10,000.
Well, here's my concern. This is a ridiculous argument, and I don't agree with it, but I see this being the argument that somebody tries to use. You, Alex Jones, have developed a huge following on your Infowars.com domain name, and therefore the burden, quote unquote, that you are creating on the infrastructure is much greater than everybody else.
No, they're already saying that where the people that use the most bandwidth, even though you're already paying for it with your data plan on your cell phone or DSL or whatever, that you've got to pay more, even though that's already all priced in on the data plan you get. They're already, just like they put taxes on trucks 90 years ago, saying they're using your roads and then it gets given to everybody. No, they've said under Internet too, that is the strategy. You're absolutely right.
The critical difference there is that is on the client side. That is on the people at home using the Internet. That hasn't been presented at the server side, and you are connecting up and being available on the Internet. So the next step is, my concern is the attack on people who are manifesting the content on the Internet and how that is linked to the domain registration. So.
Yeah, but they're also saying now they're transferring it to this other quasi-private group and that they're going to just start killing domains. And then some would argue, well, you could still at least have a server address, the zeros and ones or whatever. But they're saying now that they can even start killing the DNS number, correct?
Yeah, and the link between that, in my view, is ICANN has a monopoly on control of top-level domains. And so as they expand new top-level domains, of course, they're going to expand the ones that have the greatest possibility of success, going back to the revenue generation that you were talking about. And that basically denies third parties from creating alternative domain name systems. Therefore, over time and very quickly, you have a crystallization of the monopoly of naming under ICANN. At that point, ICANN is just a wedge control of the Internet. And sure, transferring that to another entity, in effect, transfers the control of the Internet itself. So I don't.
Well, yeah, no, it's like handing the deeds over to the public highways to foreign offshore megabanks, and then they slap toll roads on it and restripe the road to call it a new road and get around the federal law that you can't put a toll on an existing paid-for freeway that becomes a tollway. And this is the name of the game. They just rename it and take it over. And, look, if you go back to Internet 2 meetings they've had for 12, 13 years I've followed, they always talk about this. This has always been their plan. The question is, will they get away with it? And now under the threat of cyber attacks and things that undoubtedly they'll launch themselves, they're moving in that direction because from what I've seen, the power structure thought they'd use the Internet and the public would never organize against the, quote, dinosaur media and defeat it. Now that they're being routed and that they're so scared, they are going to attempt a cocktail or a wolf pack strategy to cut off different ways of the web and phase it into this controlled taxed system. That's admittedly now happening. The question is technology developing so fast and proliferating so fast that as they try to start shutting us down, which is already beginning, we grow into new areas and expand, metastasize virally, if you could use their terms, to where they can't stop us. The question is, can we spread faster than they can stop us? And will people realize these moves are being made because the system wants to keep control of the matrix?
Agreed. People need to come up with alternative ways of indexing the Internet. Currently, people in first world countries, the cost of a domain registration is negligible. So the cost of people having a voice on the Internet and access to the entire Internet and everybody on it is negligible. But if that cost suddenly goes from $6 to $6,000, it becomes very obvious that free speech ends. And the empowerment of the individual that the Internet provides ends there.
Well, it's worse than that, though. You're absolutely right, but it's worse than that. They're coming out and saying under SOPA, they'll order search engines to delist information. They're talking about using the Shazam-type software where they can just erase a person's voice off the web, give the orders, send the network-wide command out to everyone, and then basically have a voice, my voice or others' voices, erased. I mean, they could be. This is really the stuff we're getting into here. The taxing, the regulations, the killing sites without ever being convicted. I mean, it is designed. And of course, the inventors of the Internet, most of them are establishment types, but they're saying it's going to screw the Internet up. I mean, do you have a concern there on the SOPA situation that bringing in Chinese style or Iranian style censorship is going to really screw the Internet up?
Please don't misunderstand anything that I said as support for SOPA. I agree with everything that you're saying about SOPA. SOPA fundamentally destroys and will cause corruption of the domain name system in very damaging ways and in very lasting ways. For example, if somebody shuts down a domain name, okay, that gets filtered. Well, those lists that are used to perform that filtering operation, there is no requirement to ever clean up those lists. So in effect, once that domain name gets added to the list, it will never be removed. So just the potential poisoning of valuable domain names forever is itself a destabilization on the entire naming system.
And now they're coming out, News Corp suing Skype because it has the word sky in it. This patenting of words and language to disassemble it, George Orwell is rolling in his grave.
Internet is a disruptive technology, and disruption is a potential for innovation. In my view, intellectual property is having a change forced onto it. It does not want to change. It wants to impose its will on the Internet. This is the battle. I think, and this is something that I hear Max Kaiser saying in very specific ways of ending copyrights and so forth. I don't agree with that. I think there needs to be a change so that people can have some type of an ownership and present it. But SOPA is not a way to do that.
Exactly. What's going to happen is they're going to try to apply souped-up old copyright to new technologies and actually discredit any type of copyright in and of itself. I mean, it's going to be, folks, it's going to get crazy, and you're absolutely right. Very great points. Thank you so much, sir. I concur with your expert analysis that God knows what he's talking about. Okay, we're going to come back to this short segment the next, and I'll get to the rest of your calls. Aaron Dykes is in here with me. I want to get into weaponized bird flu, and then that leads us into a bunch of other areas. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
About this topic some in the past, but it's been back in the news lately. Here is a headline, an engineered doomsday. And then we've got another one here from ABC News. U.S. blocks publication of research on highly contagious bird flu strain. And it says scientists have long worried that an influenza virus that has been ravaging poultry and wild birds in Asia might evolve to pose a threat to humans. Now scientists, financed by the National Institutes of Health, have shown in a laboratory how it could happen. In the process, they created a virus that could kill tens or hundreds of millions of people if it escaped confinement or was stolen by terrorists. Just like foot and mouth in 2000 got released in England by the government. They later had to admit that. They claimed it must have been terrorist, and then within one day got distributed to hundreds of locations around the country. No, the government did it. And it goes on, we nearly always champion unfettered science research and open publication of the results. In this case, it looks like the research should never have been undertaken because the potential harm is so catastrophic that the potential benefits from studying the virus is so speculative. And it goes on to break down the weaponization of the H5N1 to where it just kills the vast majority. This virus in birds kills over 90% of the birds that come in contact with it. Now, here is, again, that I was mentioning the ABC News article, but when this hit the Chicago Tribune, ABC News, Associated Press, it was, oh, the feds blocked the publication. Isn't that nice of them? Of course, it was the feds paid for it, if you read deeper. And so my point is you've got 36 level 4 bioweapons labs. Now, that's supposed to be three stories underground. It's supposed to have minefields around it, electrified barbed wire fences, armed guards on the top with machine guns. Minefields. Minefields. Instead, they've got level 4 everywhere. It finally hit the news out of 36 they built since 2001 after the government launched the anthrax attack. It was a government strain, not made in a bathtub. It's come out even in corporate whore media that they tried to frame three people, and the next patsy they grabbed died mysteriously in custody. They never mentioned that they had a stomach full of pills while in the psychiatric ward they took him to that day. One way to make sure a patsy doesn't expose that he's a patsy, just kill him. And it's since come out that that was a staged event. This is a government that ships guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. I mean, wake up. The government is also, they go into this, dug up the dead bodies of whalers from the 1918 influenza in the frozen tundra of Alaska and other areas. They've weaponized that. Been talking about that forever. And then I've got other articles here out of CBS News and others. Mousepox superbug test trials. AP. CBS News carries the AP. And it says they were given a federal grant created to genetically engineer mousepox virus designed to evade vaccines and to sterilize the rats. They wanted a vaccine that sterilizes them. But instead, it kills 99% of them. Go read all this. Underscoring biotechnology's deadly potential and stirring debate over whether such research plays in the hands of terrorists. You mean the globalists that run our society? Here's another one. Mousepox and bioweapons. Australian scientists tried to create a strain of mousepox virus that would cause sterility in female mice. What they created was a killer virus that vaccination could only partially control. The research has prompted fears that the strategy could be used for the development of biological weapons. Gee, you think so? They claim BioShield is to fight bioweapons releases, but what it's doing is creating them. Airborne mousepox, you can make for any mammal, 99% kill rate. Airborne Ebola, 90%+ kill rate. Airborne H1N1 mixed with bird flu, 90%+ kill rate. We're talking about you and your whole trendy family dying if you're an establishment lover. All the trendiness ending. And the globalists just go in their underground bunkers with their seed vaults and all the rest of it. And this is all they ever talk about. Once the world government's in place, once they've mopped up the few sovereign countries that aren't under their control, China's under their control, forced abortion, infanticide, all of it. Once they've got Iran and Libya's mopped up now, and Venezuela, it'll be mopped up. Once they're all mopped up, once the global police state's in place, they're going to have some smaller bio releases. So you learn to do whatever they say, and they'll have the cure for you. Don't worry. It'll be sterile, of course, from the cure, but that's a side issue. Then once they've got you fully tied down, this is their master plan. We've reverse engineered it. Then they kill almost everybody. We'll document it straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Countless documented quotes, and we're going to go over some of them here in a moment with Aaron, with the head of the vaccine program of the Army, with the government developing the Spanish flu, talking about exterminating humanity, killing the individual. There are literally thousands of these quotes, all public, and that's why Dr. Pianca, one poster boy we're going to read quotes from here in a minute, from the speech he gave with a standing ovation with the Texas Academy of Sciences, where he's talking about eradicating the population, and they're all crying. It's like such a sick power trip. This is their religion. You're not given the PhD. You're not advanced. You don't get the book deals. You don't get the grants unless you're one of these people. And they've got the majority of them now, and they are, most of them, very unintelligent, very addled, but they are people that are into humans being trash and garbage, because I guess they look at the rest of the world through their own eyes of what they think of themselves, what they are. But don't speak for us, pal. We're not garbage, okay? Incredible species that gave us Beethoven and the space program and all the science and the beauty. You just keep your hands off our humanity. If humanity's so bad, kill yourself. Keep your hands off us. And Pianca about bisphenol A and how cutesy it all is. See, they all just do this and see us as a bunch of sheep and think it's funny. So, the feds don't want this weaponized bird flu that they hired universities to create talking about it. But They also don't want you talking about how they're doing these in level 2 labs. I mean, a level 2 lab is just a swipe a card to go into an area. And they supposedly wear gloves and masks. Oh, that's really wonderful. So it's this beyond laissez-faire attitude. It's your tax money paying for all of it. And here are some of the reports. And they're saying an engineered doomsday. That's what they're doing. Our government, our criminal government, has spent more than all other governments combined on military to protect America. In quotes. They say they've done all of this. They've spent more on underground bases. That's on the congressional record, but then everything about the bases is secret. Switzerland, for a tiny amount compared to it, has underground bases with a 2-year food supply, water, power, grenade launchers, machine guns for their entire population. They have armored redoubts for nothing compared to what our government spent per citizen. And they've all got underground bases for nuclear war, everything. Everything. Our government has spent more per capita than any other country, and other countries combined. And I grew up in Dallas, and it's still there. You go in those underground parking garages, it'll say nuclear fallout zone. You're supposed to go in there with your family and sit there while you all die of radiation poisoning and the globalists come dig your skeletons out later if they feel like it. Or they just say, those are the catacombs. This is what national security is. Evil took America over. It got us to accept giving up our liberties to fight the commie evil or the Muslim extremist evil. All these things they protected and fostered and used. And they've got all these articles about, thank goodness the feds are stopping, you know, the publishing of how to make super death. Oh, it'll kill 90%+ of you. Oh, it's airborne. Oh. Meanwhile, you go research everybody involved to head up each one of these universities and government. This is the stuff you're being told about. Are all wild eugenicists. You just type in the scientist's name and you'll get wild quotes after it, how they want to kill everybody and how bad everybody is down the line. Again, these people go give speeches to their college, and the more you talk about killing people, they're standing ovations. Oh, oh. This is what they do. My dad, top of his class in high school, by the time he was a junior, part of a federal program, taken to UT, given test, the top of those people, brought in, told it's eugenics, you're going to be part of the elite. He was like, no thanks. It's not that my dad was even that special. It's standard. That's why you get up in front of a group of them and say, we're going to kill everybody. They're like, yes, kill everyone. Oh. Okay, but this is who they are. I know it's crazy. They're crazy. And when you study it, I mean, Aaron's been here now almost 6 years. And I'm like, look into eugenics, look into it. And he's one of our specialists here in it. The problem is it's endless. You can never find it all. It never ends. The books they publish, the sickening statements, everything they've said and done. And what they do is they stage the physical terror attacks. They hype up SARS and bird flu, things that are no big deal, because the actual treatment is what is altering your immune system, altering your DNA that has the carrier viruses and other things in it to manipulate you and to lower your immunity. That's all admitted. And so their plan, and this is covered in Endgame with the quotes and documents, is to get a world government in place, lock down all of society, and then release progressively worse bioattacks that they pose as the saviors against. Terrorists, because they know medical tyranny is the really, that's how Hitler started. He was just one of their little spinoffs. Who was going after one group? They're like, no, we go after everybody. In fact, that's the speech my dad was giving. It was, Hitler was wrong the way he did eugenics. We're applying it across the board. And most people are told, you're top of your class, you want to join us? Most people go, oh, yes. I mean, these are some sick freaks. And again, I didn't even know about this with my dad until my mother came over one day to the office on like a Saturday or Sunday. It was a ballet recital for my daughter, who was like 3-4 years old at the time. I was still at the office finishing Endgame. My mother watched about 30 minutes of it, and she's like, this can't be true. And driving in the car, my dad, you know, then relayed the story of what happened to him. But you don't have to believe that. Go look at all the quotes and find out this is the religion. This is the cult. This is why they think of you as sheep, as cockroaches, because they're the ascended humans. You're the trash that has to be killed. So they poison your food, your water, your culture to make you what they already say you are in a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because they're stunted, and you run into these globalists. I mean, they're really like crazy and weird, and their minions are always real stupid, but think they're real smart. And up top, you know, they're pretty darn smart, but they're also devoid of something. It's very machine-like. And it's the oldest form of war to take over and to actually just get rid of your opposition. It's called genocide. Now, Aaron, you've got big stacks of these quotes here, and we've gone over some of this mousepox news. But here's another one out of the National Post. Creating a super contagious mutant version of bird flu may have been a bad idea, World Health Organization warns, a group sworn to determination. Here's another one. Avian influenza report. Going over all of it. Influenza, a virus subtype of H5N1. Project BioShield. Authorities, appropriations, acquisitions, and issues for Congress. Frank Gordon. They passed it in 2002. This is the new one, 2011. Billions more. Not for biodefense, but to create the stuff they put in your vaccines. All of it, slow kill. So 20, 30 years down the road. But now that's not enough for them. They've just been testing quietly and enjoying the pain and the cancer rates exploding. Because when you read their quotes, folks, it is the one thing binds them together. The frothing, demonically energized hatred of humanity. They love the kids with their hair falling out and dying. They see them as roaches. And I mean, they love it. When you have to fathom their gibbering wickedness. It is something to behold. And the crying, the holy rolling in death. I mean, it's just, you can go to these events, you can read news articles about them, just the crying and they just publicly proclaim their hatred of humanity. Aaron Dykes, you've got quotes. Go over it for people. Break down what I'm telling them here. Am I exaggerating in any way?
Not at all. This stuff is horrifying. Take all the stuff you heard about eco-science. Holdren and Ehrlich came up with nothing. They regurgitated and carried the water for the quotes, and they summarized.
This is 150 years old.
Population planning stuff. They all said.
They discovered DNA to kill us. They created computers to track us. It is their religion. Sorry.
Okay, take a simple quote from a true tyrant. He wasn't into eugenics, or at least directly associated with it. He was definitely into mass culling, Joseph Stalin. Death is the solution to all problems. No man, no problem. Now let's compare that to the quotes of the eugenicists. The Club of Rome, in their 1991 First Global Revolution book, said mankind is the enemy. They have a whole chapter about finding an external enemy to fight the environmental crisis, prop all that up, and blame mankind.
Club of Rome? Yeah. We're going to have all this written as a big article with video, with links to all of it.
Here's a long quote, but it's important. Lord Bertrand Russell, he wrote The Impact of Science on Society. And the
Nobel Prize winner.
Yeah, and it's all about this culling. I do not pretend birth control is the only way in which population could be kept from increasing. There are others which one must suppose opponents of birth control would prefer. War, as I remarked a moment ago, has hitherto been disappointing. But perhaps bacteriological war may prove more effective. If a black death could be spread through the world once in every generation, survivors could procreate freely without making the world too full. There would be nothing in this to offend the consciences of the devout or to restrain the ambitions of the nationalists. Their state of affairs that might be somewhat unpleasant, but what of it? Really high-minded.
And if you look them all up, they all want, go back and finish, they all want world government, they all want one world state, and then they tell us like we're sheep, that doesn't exist. Finish the end part. Really high-minded people know we need to kill. Go ahead.
Bertrand Russell has one of the highest IQs in history.
Oh, he's so smart, but let's just read how high-minded people want to kill.
Really high-minded people are indifferent to happiness, especially other people's. Then you've got Prince Philip. He's got a couple of these quotes. Here's one of them. If I were reincarnated, I would wish to be returned to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels.
And again, these are all bibliographs, Reuters, you name it. Continue.
He was the founder of the World Wildlife Fund, on top of everything else. Dave Foreman, Sierra Club and founder of Earth First. I believe the human overpopulation is the fundamental problem on Earth today. We humans have become a disease, the human pox. He goes on in a separate quote, the AIDS epidemic, rather than being a scourge, is a welcome development. It is the inevitable reduction of human population. If it didn't exist, radical environmentalists would have to invent it.
Which it was invented, and we have all the documents on that. But the issue here is, again, you industrialize, you educate people, this wouldn't even happen. You find out in the Royal Commission they actually wanted population to be high and then later cull it to actually keep control of the third world countries and not allow development. And really they're just a bunch of sick sadists. And all these dumb yuppies say, well, there are too many people when they see these facts. Listen, moron, they put it in your food too. You know, your mommy, your daddy, your son or daughter is going to die from this. Remember, you sickos, you're not part of the winning team. So don't imagine you are. Continue.
It's victimology, Alex. They like it.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Here's one from Sir Thomas Malthus. He was the head of the Royal Society in the 1600s, or 1700s rather. Instead of recommending cleanliness to the poor, we should encourage contrary habits. In our towns, we should make the streets narrower, crowd more people into the houses, and court the return of the plague. He was the inspiration for the whole eugenics movement, properly named.
And he even said spread diseases, which they were already doing.
Oh, there's other quotes.
We have weapons manuals.
I was in a hurry. Here is one from Barbara Marx Hubbard. She was a vice presidential candidate in 84. She didn't become the vice presidential nominee. But
she's one of the top New Agers.
Yeah. This is a long quote, too, but tell me how bad this is. One-fourth is destructive, defective, who must be eliminated from the social body. Fortunately, you are not responsible for this act. We are. We are in charge of God's selection process for death. We come to bring death. The riders of the pale horse are about to pass among you, grim reapers. They will separate the wheat from the chaff. This is the most painful period in the history of humanity. In the past, they were permitted to die a natural death. We are in charge of God's selection process for planet Earth. He selects, we destroy. We are the riders of the pale horse death.
That's Pentagon Fort Bragg training manual.
Yeah.
In fact, read the quote. That's from the Earth Battalion.
Says Task Delta Force psychologist Barbara Marx Hubbard, reported by Rockefeller.
Yeah, but we actually have the manual on that. That's actually was taught to Special Forces.
And it's in a popular book.
Yeah, but as you said, Delta Force has taught that. Okay, let's continue.
Yeah, she goes on to say, we come to bring death to those who are unable to know God. The riders of the pale horse are about to pass among you. Well, I guess it's kind of repeated there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But in the manual, they just say that kill whoever we say, it's of Gaia.
Then you've got the Project for a New American Century, Rebuilding America's Defenses. That was the neocon group just before the Bush administration. Part of their document talks about advanced forms of biological warfare that can target specific genotypes, may transform biological warfare into the realm of terror to a politically useful tool. Then you've got this guy, Dr. Paul Popenoe. And you got to understand, this guy was an extreme eugenicist in the early 20s. He couldn't be associated with the normal eugenicists. He was covertly funded by the Rockefellers and the other money houses supporting the eugenics. He was marginalized, but he was still a hero to them. You have to understand that. From he was also an Army venereal disease specialist during World War I, and he wrote the textbook Applied Eugenics. From a historical point of view, the first method which it presents itself is execution. Its value in keeping the standard of the race should not be underestimated. Then Applied Eugenics goes on to devote a chapter to lethal selection, wherein part of the quote says, through the destruction of the individual by some adverse feature of the environment, such as excessive cold or bacteria, or by bodily deficiency. And these are just a few quotes. They go on and on. Then I've got the Eric Pianca stuff. He said things like, every one of you who gets to survive has to bury 9. Disease will control the scourge of humanity. I've got the report here, articles written about him from his Texas Academy of Speech.
Yeah, read some of the quotes from the transcript.
Yeah, well, this was the speech that was summarized as saying he advocates killing 9/10 of the world's population by an airborne Ebola virus. He also, in his speech, says the bird flu is good, too. You've talked about this before, of course, how AIDS doesn't work fast enough. He regurgitates a lot of the Club of Rome talking points.
But doesn't he have a smacking comment about loving bisphenol A?
Yeah, I'm getting to that. And this is people asking about politicians addressing the overpopulation problem. It says the reason China was able to overturn the corner and became the new superpower in the world is because they have a police state and they could force people to stop reproducing. Then he goes on to talk about how, yeah, there's cheating going on in China. You could pay more and have more in China. I know that. But there's a solution that's theoretically possible. I call it the Johnny anti-appleseed solution. Instead of being cursed with our fertility, I would bless us with infertility. Now, this could happen because male sperm counts are falling because of plastics and the estrogen mimics. Then there's an unintelligible bracket. Naturally, he's talking about the estrogen mimickers.
Yeah, they always brag about what they know is already deployed. He said this could happen. They know it's been happening for decades.
He's just regurgitating the same stuff they've been talking
about. And how about that breast cancer? Yeah, that's the bisphenol A. This is real cutesy. You know, your mama, your wife, all that pain, you put her in the ground. It's real funny of these people. Ha, 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 we're trendy. We're liberal.
Then he goes on to talk about a reproductive physiologist he talked to who asked him, could you design a molecule you could administer once that would bind to the DNA and turn off reproduction and make people sterile? Yes, he said, theoretically you could. And I said, well, if you did that, you can design an antidote that would unmask it just briefly for a few seconds. And he again said, yes, probably. So this is what we need. We need to sterilize everyone on the earth, and the audience laughs, according to the transcript, and make the antidote freely available to anyone willing to work for it. Immediately you get responsible parenthood, blah, blah, blah. And they talk about this, too, where they're going to make everyone sterile.
But then they also fund the welfare state themselves to make us illegitimate so they have an excuse to kill us. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. While supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
OK, Okay, so every time I talk about eugenics, a fact, and all the government documents, how they chose bisphenol out of thousands of combinations to reduce fertility, the printer ink, everything. When you cook your food on it, microwaves, all of it, they all brag about it. Brag about AIDS, all of it. It's real cute. People say, well, then why are they paying people to have children? What's the welfare about? Because eugenics is not what you're told. At the mid-level, they tell the professors and people, we're saving the earth. We're getting rid of all these evil poor people. You have to pose as a liberal so they trust you, and they get off on being part of the elite club. It's very easy. Like, you're an elite soldier. Now go kill people. You're part of a special unit, you know. And it's called the cement of blood. You'll do anything. Being part of the in crowd. But if you read the Royal Commission in 49, the British, you know, the king financed it. It's his Royal Highness's commission. It's public. They said, well, we want to implement population reduction, but if we industrialize the countries and do all this, they'll be first world, and yeah, they'll go into negative population, just like they are already known it happened with wealthy countries, but then we won't be able to control them. So we're going to go with a plan to let them have a giant population bloom, and then we'll reduce them later. So their hatred of humanity was so great that they said, instead of just educating them and rising them up, and then they won't have too many kids, if you believe it, we just can't do that. The spectacle of letting them all breed and then killing them is too delicious. So really, it's just these control freaks are schizophrenic in what they're doing. And eugenics, here's the secret, is not about building up one group of people and then culling out those that they see as having problems. And then you can debate whether that's moral or not. Okay? And then, you know, pointing out the welfare moms having 8 kids and saying, oh, come on, let's have licensing to breed. It's really targeted at the highly intelligent native sons or wild sons, because they write about this too. But we got to get those that crop up that we don't get recruited. So it's generally about dumbing everybody down. That goes back to feudalism. They admit eugenics is a neo-feudalistic system where they would keep people on subsistence level as a tool of control. And so really, they just like seeing kids starving to death. They're really just horrible, horrible people. And they enjoy jacking the food and water, and they're just a bunch of demons. And eugenics is just kind of a mid-level cosmology that they follow, but that's not really it. Aaron, closing comments on this.
Yeah, I mean, as far as is the world overpopulated and all this, think whatever you want. As long as you're thinking for yourselves, don't turn yourselves over to psychopaths reveling in death and calling, you know, looking forward to the great plagues that are going to kill everyone off. These people are bathing in this stuff, and it's disgusting.
And they're weaponizing everything under the sun and setting drones up. This has been leaked and declassified. The Texas Sunshine Project got it. To have drones take off with knockout gases to knock out whole cities or worse. You know why they want a drone army, don't you? Folks, we've already checkmated them. The fact that this is out, a lot of you aren't going to listen until later. But remember this radio show later. Remember it.
Yeah. It's true. They don't want competition either. I mean, Bertrand Russell writes about killing competition, smart individuals who they can't co-opt while they're brainwashing the masses and teaching them to, quote, believe that black is white.
No. It's everything is encapsulated in the Fox News Christmas card they publicly posted. It shows their listeners as sheep and the other media was sheep, but they pulled ahead of them. And the message is, you're so dumb, we're going to publish this ourselves, we're your sheep. And then when the media writes about it, they play along with the game, going, oh, look, it shows them going ahead of their competition, never mentioning the listeners are the ones paying for it, paying for the advertisers. They're the sheep. These people need to hurt people. They need to dumb you down. They need to think of you as trash. And they will hypo-needle you full of cancer viruses and bisphenol A and sodium fluoride to do it. And they will sit there and tell you you can't vote for Ron Paul and just break the hoax. Because you look at them, I mean, look at this Bash lady. I mean, she's an ugly chicken neck weasel looking person. She could star in The Dark Crystal right now, no makeup needed. I mean, she's a sketchy. And she just thinks she'll talk to you and you'll just do what she says. I'll see you on the news tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.